Hi everyone, welcome to Amazing You. I am Dr. Rani Panakodi, hypnotherapist and life and relationship coach. Today, I want to talk to you about a very important topic, which is investing in yourself. Just like we invest on food, clothing, travel, medication, that's great. These are important things to invest, but also investing in your personal development is vital. And as we are getting out of the pandemic, there is an increase in anxiety, in stress, and all sorts of emotional issues that people have never addressed in their lives. I attended a workshop recently by a very well-known speaker, and three-quarters of the people who attended that workshop needed help with some sort of issues that they were suffering from. And one quarter of the people there, they desperately needed help with their own issues. So, investing in yourself, it is not about watching YouTube or reading a book. It is more than that. It is about really developing yourself, joining some personal development course, finding a coach, going through some therapy sessions to get rid of the emotional baggage and the shadows that are preventing you today from being your best self and living to your highest potential and achieving your dreams. I have talked to many people online, face to face, and it always come out that very few people invest in themselves. And studies have shown that only 3% of the world population is willing to do that work. And from all the clients that I have seen, none of them have done any work on themselves to get rid of their habits, thinking, and patterns before coming to see me. The reason is many people are scared. They are scared when you tell them to invest in themselves because they are scared of what they will discover about themselves. And they come up with all sorts of excuses not to look into themselves. They do not want to face the truth of what is holding them back, but they want to live an abundant life, which is very interesting, which is very contradictory. What most people do is they bury their feelings and they ignore them, rather than sit with those feelings and deal with them. So burying the feelings, it's okay for a short period of time, but the feelings will keep coming back and trying to show themselves in some form of pain or sicknesses. So if inside of you is in a mess, it is also showing in your outside life. Your outside life will be a mess. And if every situation outside in your environment is scaring you, is stressing you, it means that you are not taking care of yourself. And when you are not taking care of yourself, you are not able to shine your light and become your authentic self. It means that when you can't shine your light, that light is clouded with a fog of illusion from your social conditioning, from your childhood, that is limiting you to reach your highest potential. And it's okay that this has happened before. But now, as the adult that you are, it is your responsibility to take care of yourself and what is going on inside of you. It is very much like that garden that you need to keep clearing the weeds, because otherwise the weeds will keep growing and take control of your garden. And your mind is the same. You need to keep your mind clear and clear the weeds, the negative thoughts, the negative patterns and thinking. And also the negative things that you see from social media, what you read in the newspaper, from watching TV, video games. So if you don't control and clear the weeds in your mind, this will affect your body and create all sorts of issues. Because these weeds in your mind, they will start to control your life and your body. So my question to you today is, what kind of life do you want to live? With weeds in your mind, or to live a thriving life where you are in control of your life? So by looking at how someone behaves in their environment and interact with others, it is a direct reflection of what is going on inside of the mind of that person. So take some time and observe people and you will see. So just like you take care of your external environment, of your home, of your garden, you need to clean within you as well. Because if you do not clean what is going on inside of you, then you will develop all sorts of issues, fears, anxiety, depression, worry, negative thinking, suicidal thoughts. And you were not born with all this. You acquired them. When you were a baby, you came as innocent, loving, happy, peaceful. But you've acquired all these things as you grow up from your social environment. And you are here to live a life where you are in control of your destiny and not let the negative patterns, thinking and habits and other people's words control you. Most people are dead by 25 years old and they live an unfulfilled life until their 70s, 80s and 90s. Because by the age of 25, they stop learning. And when you stop learning, you stop growing. And when you stop growing, you start dying. So Sandy Gallagher says that most people tiptoe through life hoping to make it safely to death. So look at yourself today. Are you tiptoeing through life, or are you thriving? Because when you take the time to invest in yourself, you will be able to peel off those layers of illusion that are preventing you from finding your life purpose, from finding joy and achieve what you want in this world. And when you peel those layers, you will feel like a new person, a new you. You will be able to rediscover you. You will have energy. You will attract abundance, joy, creativity, great ideas, and you will discover talents and gifts that you didn't know were within you, and they've been dormant for so long. So life is about living and not surviving. And like many of you, I have seen clients coming to me that have suppressed their feelings, live a small life, make themselves invisible, not express their truth, feeling ashamed, blaming others for their failures and disappointments, holding anger, feeling shame, guilt, and being a victim. I have done that too before, like my clients. But when I started to seriously take control of my life and to work intensively on myself, I have discovered a new me, a new life. I have discovered so many talents and gifts that were dormant in me. And I had a client who did that. That client came with 25 years of depression. That client told me that at that time she felt she was in a very dark place. She didn't know what was going on. It was a cloud, a dark cloud surrounding her. And on the day that she took that step to work on herself, she had that first hypnotherapy session. Her life has changed completely. She changed completely for the better. Her relationship changed completely with her husband and her daughter and her outer family. And she's now living her purpose, living happy, and knowing what she wants. So Warren Buffett said that the best investment you can make is in yourself. So it is not too late. It is okay. You can start to invest in yourself even now and find out that person that you are meant to be. Because you are the treasure that you have been seeking this whole life. It's not your husband, your children, but you are the treasure. When you look after yourself, you will be able to radiate happiness around you and share it with the people around you. So you matter, and you are here for a great purpose. So being your best self is all that you have to be in this world. And today, if you love yourself, you value and respect yourself, do yourself a favor and start investing in yourself. And Robin Sharma says, it is the best investment you will ever make. It will not only improve your life, but it will improve the life of those around you. So thank you everyone for listening. And I hope you take that first step and start to really look into yourself and invest in yourself. And I wish you a great day. And if you want a session with me for hypnotherapy, life and relationship coaching, or compassion session, feel free to email me. And my website is below. So I will see you soon. And thank you for listening and watching. Take care. Bye-bye.